and welcome back to Surviving Me, the podcast where we talk about healing, self-awareness, and the lessons life teaches us along the way. Because survival isn't just about getting through the hard moments, it's about learning and growing and becoming more intentional with the life you're building. And today's conversation might surprise some people because we're talking about money and not in a way you might expect. This isn't about getting rich or chasing luxury. This is about something deeper. Today's episode is about why money management is actually a form of self-care, because financial stress can affect your peace just as much as emotional stress. And learning how to manage your money can literally change the way you experience life. So jumping right into segment one, were you taught about money? For me, the honest answer is no. I was not taught about managing money. What I did have, though, was this habit of just being extremely cheap. And when I say cheap, I mean cheap. So when I started getting money, I usually just always had it because I just didn't spend it. But over time, I realized something important. Being cheap isn't the same as having good money management. My cheapness was actually so extreme that spending money would stress me out. Even if it was for something necessary or completely normal, it was literally stress me out. And to be honest, it became even a tension point in my last serious relationship with my baby daddy. We would literally argue about money. The way he spent it would irritate me so much. Even though it was technically his money, it was just a tension point for us. Because it'll be like, no, you're just too reckless and careless with money. You need to do better. That's when I had to really look at myself and realize my mindset around money wasn't actually healthy either. Because sometimes when we think we're being responsible with money, we're actually operating out of fear. I'm writing this in segment two, real life teaches you money management. I don't think I truly started learning real money management until I started paying real bills. And when I'm talking about real bills, I'm talking about the rent, electricity, Wi-Fi, cable, you name it, like those real heavy bills. Okay, the actual responsibility that comes within adult life, per se. So at this point, I was kind of forced into learning how to manage money, because one thing about me is I hate being broke. But at the same time, I also believe that I don't just work to pay bills. Like, that is not life. Life is meant to be lived too. So over time, I had to learn how to balance all of it, making sure my responsibilities was handled and making sure my bills was paid, but also allow myself to enjoy my money that I work for from time to time, even though I did not want to go to work. So like, it gotta be some luxury in that. Because to me, good money management isn't about never spending your money. It's about spending it with intentions while still maintaining all your responsibilities and making sure you have some type of savings. That's what I believe good money management is. So jumping into segment three is why money stress can affect your peace. Something we don't talk about enough is how much financial stress impacts your mental health. Y'all know I'm a big advocate for mental health. If I could be the spokeslady for mental health, I probably would, because yeah, it's serious. And money problems can create stress, anxiety, arguments in relationships, and pressures in families, and even feelings of shame. And sometimes the issue isn't that people don't make money, it's that no one taught them how to manage it. Money management isn't about numbers. It's about habits. It's about discipline. It's about awareness. And most importantly, it's about creating stability in your life, because peace looks different when you know your bills are handled. Peace looks different when you're not constantly worried about the next emergency and how you won't be able to fit that emergency because you don't have the money for it. That is stress and that is not peace. So jumping right into segment four is starting small with money management. Now, when we talk about money management, sometimes people immediately feel overwhelmed. I know, I get it, calm down. This is not one of those, okay? Because people hear words like budgeting and saving and think they have to completely change their life overnight. This is not that. But the truth is, good money management usually starts with very small habits. It doesn't have to be complicated. Here are a few ways you can start taking control of your money. First, start paying attention to where your money actually goes. A lot of people tend to avoid looking at your bank account because they don't want to see the damage. And trust me, I'm not just saying this because I'm one of them people. I don't know, Chime does a thing where, you know, they show you how much money you spent for the month. And every time I see that number, do I ever click it to actually see the breakdown of where the money is going? Hell no. All I see is that big number and I'd be like, I don't even even want to see it because ain't no way I spent, first of all, back it up. Ain't no way I spent that much money because I don't even have that much money. And number two, if I really do have that much money and I'm out here spending that much money, I need to slow down. It really just puts anxiety in me and just so much overwhelmness that I don't even go look at the breakdown. But awareness is the first step. Look at your spending for the month. You might realize things like how much you are spending eating out, or how much subscriptions you forgot about, or how little is going towards your savings. Once you see it, you can start adjusting it. Second is prioritize your responsibilities first. Of course, your rent, your utilities, your essentials, those things should always come off the top. Once those are handled, then you can decide the rest between your savings and your personal spending. Third is start small with savings. A lot of people think that savings mean putting away a huge amount of money, but even small savings add up over time. It could be $20 a week, $50 a paycheck, or just setting something aside every time you get paid. The habits matter more than the amount in the beginning. Once you just start putting money away and it become a habit, eventually once you start seeing that savings build, you're going to naturally just want to keep adding more to it. Then you're going to start having a goal for it. Like, oh, if I could save this much with just putting away this little bit of change, let me see if I can save up $10,000. It literally comes like that. Logically, that's just how the brain works. So yeah. Fourth is allow room to enjoy your money, because money management isn't about punishing yourself. It's about balance. Yes, take care of your responsibilities. Yes, build that savings, but also allow yourself moments where you enjoy the money you work for. Because when your money is managed well, you can do both. You can handle your responsibilities, protect your future, and still enjoy the life you currently have. And sometimes the biggest shift isn't about how much money you make, it's the habits you build around the money you already have. It's literally that simple. If I could do it, you could do it. We in this together. We can all do it. So just do it. So here's a question I want you to think about after this episode. What is one money habit you know you need to change? Is it spending without thinking? Is it avoiding looking at your finances? Is it emotional spending? That's the thing. I don't think people realize how much of a thing that is. People think, oh, you hear about emotional eating, like, oh, when I'm upset, I just eat a lot. People, that's the same thing for spending. It could be like, when I'm upset, I just go buy shit because it makes me feel better. It's the same thing. It could literally become an addiction. Shopping addictions are real. And if you have a shopping addiction, you need to look internally, because it's another factor behind it. You're spending money for a reason. Maybe you're avoiding something. Maybe you're feeling like you want to run. Maybe you need an escape. Or maybe you're just not fulfilled in life and you believe that small purchases would make you feel better. And then when it fade away, you go on and make another small purchase and then when it fade away. It's just the constant cycle. And it will never completely go away or get any better until you address the problem at hand. So if you do have a shopping addiction, go seek help. And I'm speaking from experience because I low-key have one and I'm just not realizing this. But I'm learning to get a grip on it, okay? Because, like I said, mama don't like being broke. So maybe it's something like what I experienced, is just being afraid to spend money that it creates stress instead of balance. You don't want to be that person who is just overly cheap, either, to the point where you just making all this money and you just save, and you just never spend because you just feel like you just always have to have a savings. But like, look at it this way. We are all going to die, right? That is something that is guaranteed to us the day we are born. A death date is a sign. We don't know when, we don't know how, but it's going to happen. And when we do die, that money cannot go with us. It will not go in the ground with us. It would be no meaning to us. So why sit here and overwork yourself and just work and pay all your bills and just save and never enjoy the money that you make? What sense does that make? How is that a fulfilling life? I get it. Having a savings is very important. Paying them bills is very important. But spending money and celebrating your accomplishments and taking time to just care for yourself is important as well. Awareness is the first step towards change. So let's get to it, okay? Jumping right into the message to the listeners. And before we close this episode, I want to leave you with this. A lot of us were never taught how to manage money. We learned through mistakes, we learned through trial and error, and sometimes we learned through situations that forced us to figure it out. Wherever you are in your financial journey, just know this. It's never too late to start building better habits. You don't have to have everything figured out overnight. Start small, start with awareness, start with one change, because every responsible decision you make with your money is really a decision towards protecting your future. And that's one of the most powerful forms of self-care there is. Thank you for spending this time with me on Surviving Me. If this episode resonated with you, make sure you subscribe, leave a rating, and drop a comment, because it really helps push the podcast to others who need these conversations as well. And don't forget to subscribe to the Glow Letter on Substack for deeper reflections and journal prompts and soulful reminders connected to each episode. And if you enjoy conversations that make you think and reflect, you're also invited to join the After Hours Book Club, where we read together and have real discussions about the themes, lessons, and moments that stay with us long after each chapter. And until next time, no matter what page of healing you're on, keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. And I will see you next episode.
I've battled the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving.